And so I gave what I believed Aisenga to be a fairly good description. But why don't you give us the 30,000-foot view? What problem does Aisenga solve?
So that overview is that Aisenga solves one is monitoring. So do availability monitoring, checking if resources, components, services, hardware is available. Is doing notifications, so sending an alert, like you mentioned, to PagerDuty, to a third-party service, or just using your own hardware, and providing data for availability reporting later on. So you can create SLA reports, you can see how your availability was in the last months. So that's a big picture of Aisenga.
Okay, so I would install this if I was like doing system admin or DevOps or something, and I was trying to make sure that everything was staying up and running. What are some of the kinds of things that it can specifically monitor for?
So most of the power from Aisenga comes from the plugins, and since we use the plugin interface and the plugins that also Nagios use, most of the power from Aisenga comes in that plugins, and there's really close to nothing you cannot monitor. It goes from service to service. It goes from fuel tanks. If you can see there's still fuel in it, you can monitor doors. You can really monitor everything with a network adapter, or you can have different contexts for that, humidity, smoke. So you can monitor everything. And most of the power is of the open interface and the 100,000 of plugin out there. They have the logic how to do that.
Now, as I mentioned in the opening of the show, this is a fork of the Nagios project. How did the Nagios project come into being? And then, in 10,000 words or less, why did Aisenga fork from that?
So there are a couple of reasons, but most of the people originally forked forked Nagios into Aisenga, which is about 6 years ago right now. So we're a little bit older than you mentioned, the 3 years.
Sorry about that.
The major reason is that we all liked Nagios. So we like the concept of Nagios, that it's simple in one way. You can play with the plugins, you can try it out. It's easy to play with this, but we were very unhappy with the speed of the Nagios development. There were a lot of patches out there in the mailing list, but nobody implemented it to the main trunk. And there were a lot of issues we saw that our customers, that other project members' customers have, that they wanted solutions for that. They see other projects going on at a better speed. And our main proposal was to contribute to the Nagios project and make things better there. For example, the database interface, for example. But it was not possible. So the major reason was that the development in Nagios was too slow. There was less activity, and this is probably still the same after all these years. And that is the major reason why we forked it into Aisenga, because it was not our first goal, because we had an idea that forking a project is very easy. You take the code and you rename it. But running a project is hard work. And we were sure about that there is something going on that it's perhaps more than we want to do, but we feel that we had to do it.